It's Build Your Savings Day. Hey, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. A wedding can be expensive, but with a plan, you can save money and avoid unexpected costs. I once read that the higher the cost and the lower the attendance at a wedding, the less likely the marriage would work. But the lower the cost and the higher the number of guests in attendance, the more likely the marriage would last. Now, I've attended both kinds. My advice? Keep it simple and focus on Christ. Here are my saving tips. Don't borrow money. If you're the parent, determine what you can afford. If the couple spends less than that, then reward them with the unspent dollars. Make a budget for the rehearsal or wedding and reception. Ask family and friends to help with everything from food and flowers to invitations, music, and photography. Buy the wedding dress off the rack, borrow it, or wear one that's been in the family. Since destination wedding locations can be expensive, use your home church. We attended one where the wedding party sang a beautiful hymn as they proceeded down the aisle. The bride and groom joined in the final stanza as the guests stood and sang along. I can hardly remember the other elements of the wedding, but that feature was so beautiful I can't forget it. This is a one-day event, so keep an eternal perspective. Don't allow the world to dictate your plans. Focus on preparing for a marriage strongly rooted in Christ, not just a wedding. Your example of simplicity, free of financial stress, will bless many. Solomon said, "Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad." Eli Money can help you prepare. It's an app that helps you set aside money that you can really afford to save. This tool will encourage you to reach your saving goals. Download it at crown.org. That's crown.org.